producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. All right, so we are coming up on the end of October. We are finishing up Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are coming up on Halloween. We got Daylight Savings Time ending this weekend. So it's kind of like as soon as all that is over, we start going into fall, deep into fall, which is really, really exciting. Starting to get ready for the, you know, next set of festivities and family and all that other stuff. But before we leave October, okay, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which, you know, we always spend so much time on, some breast cancer awareness groups have just one last thing to say about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's not good. It's not good at all. All right, apparently you have some groups out there going, think before you pink, and this pink campaign really is something that we should maybe rethink, okay? I guess the White House turned pink, the NFL uniforms turned pink, and, you know, I mean, I thought it was nice. You know, we have breast cancer in our family, but I did notice a lot of commercialization with that. Well, Karuna Jagger, the executive director of Breast Cancer Action, says, what do we have to show for the billions spent on pink ribbon products? She says, a lot of us are done with awareness. We want action. Cindy Pearson, executive director of the National Women's Health Network, agrees. The pinkification of the month of October, from football cleats to coffee cups, isn't helping women, she told the New York Times. That's a very interesting interesting point. Cindy Accolata wrote, a growing disenchantment with October pinkification. This probably has been one of the most, I guess, one of the biggest pink campaigns I've ever seen. And mind you, as a doctor, I love awareness. Okay, I think that's great. But, you know, they have a point. Okay, I'm looking right now at a picture of the Greenfield Police. They have, it looks like, pink cufflinks and pink, handcuffs. All right, that's wonderful. I mean, good for them for showing their support of breast cancer awareness. But what if all those billions of dollars being spent on people, you know, turning themselves pink actually just went to breast cancer awareness? We've talked about charity work, and, you know, because I do a lot of charity work, and I love studying, you know, the psychology behind it and how you get people to help and you know, what you can get people to do. And it's very interesting. You know, if I ask somebody right now, will you give me $25 to give to a breast cancer charity? Or will you just go call the breast cancer charity right now, call them up, and give them $25 over the phone? They won't do it. But a bunch of people go, hey, we're going to be all pink hair, pink clothes, pink. Let's just do it. You'll spend $50+ on your outfit. Now, again, that's nice that you're doing that, but is it really, I mean, where's the money going? You know, this ice bucket challenge, it did raise money, luckily, but there was some big concern because people were just doing the ice bucket challenge to be on YouTube throwing ice on themselves. Okay, well, that's great, and that's exciting, and that's wonderful, but, you know, we have to research. Money has to go to that. So here's my thing, okay? If you completely do away with the whole pink campaign, with the whole breast cancer, where if you do completely away with it, I don't think in turn somebody's going to turn around and donate either. So you might as well allow the pink campaign to be. But I got to admit, you know, I was watching football, and even though I thought it was nice that you saw the NFL wear some pink, and I think the refs had some pink armbands and things like that, you know, I told my husband, I go, oh, how, you know, how is that helping? I mean, it's nice, and thank you guys. And, you know, I appreciate you, you know, changing your uniform for the cause, but I mean, it's not really doing much. And, you know, I know nobody, you know, wants to say that who's a man because they don't want to look anti-women. But, I mean, I understand. And, you know, you have some women out there going, look, you know, would rather take the money. The money going to the research is probably better than all the millions of dollars being spent on all this pink stuff. I don't know how much money the White House spent on making the White House look pink. Now, mind you, it's cool. If you guys want to celebrate, just like Halloween and Christmas and all that, I mean, somebody could argue, look, why are you guys spending all this time and money on Christmas decoration and all that? That money could go to people who can't afford Christmas. I mean, look, you know, we got to draw a line somewhere. You are allowed to celebrate. You are allowed to, you know, you are allowed to rejoice and you know, please, we want you to do that. But, you know, maybe what we need to do is, you know, suggest that these people selling the pink, you know, I know some, the proceeds go to breast cancer research, proceeds go, you know, but I mean, maybe, you know, a little bit more does that. I'd really like to know what these breast cancer campaigns bring in. Now, if this whole big campaign does bring in, you know, money, even if it brings in an extra $5,000, look, any money helps. So I say still keep it going. But for some of you guys that are saying, look, you know, my pink license plate, I don't think it's doing anything. You're probably right. Okay. You know, it's not, that itself probably isn't bringing money, you know, but I do like the idea of, you know, people showing some camaraderie and, I do like the idea of raising awareness, but it's just, it was an interesting take. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, there are some myths and truths about daylight savings time. Many of you guys are hearing about studies going daylight savings time hurts your health. Well, what's going on with that? We got a peanut butter recall because there were small metal shards in your Skippy smooth peanut butter. That's not cool. And then this is interesting. Do you have a male or female brain? They say women can earn more if they think like a man. Really? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
To do 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the style on this very, very spooky Halloween episode of The Dr. Dahlia Show. But before you guys get all spooked out, because it's so spooky this Halloween, get a little bit excited that we get that extra hour of sleep with daylight savings time. Ending. By the way, I was the only one not excited about that extra hour sleep when I was going to medical school. I was the only one in the whole entire class that was not excited about it. Do you guys know why? Because 2 years in a row, I was on call. That was when we were doing our 36-hour shifts. Now they make it very easy on medical students. But I was doing my 36-hour shift, which means you go in the morning, about 5 in the morning, okay? Leave roughly 6, maybe 35-hour shifts, 6:37 the next day. Nobody gives a damn that daylight savings time happens. If your shift ends at 6 o'clock the next day. Whether everybody got that extra hour of sleep or not, you don't leave till 6 the next day. So if you were on call, you spent 2 o'clock in the mornings, that extra hour up. So being on call daylight savings time really, really sucked. Other than that, that's why I guess I celebrated so much, because I really got spanked for it going to school. But, you know, you just take it like it is. But I hate getting, because, you know, nobody knew what daylight savings time was. And here you are on call Saturday night and it happens. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, I'm still, you know, I did my job. I made it. So, everybody needs to set their alarms for about 1:55, okay, in the morning, Sunday a.m., 1:55 in the morning. I want you to wake up, splash a bunch of nice cold water on your face to wake up really, really good, so you can then set the clocks back an hour. Make sure you set all the clocks back. I don't care if you have a cell phone that does it automatically. I want you to go around to all your family's, you know, phones, check it all out, make sure they're all good. That's why, like I said, splash some cold water on your face when you do this, you know, at 1 in the morning. And make sure everybody is good. And then you get to go back to sleep. Right? Okay, good. Just want to make sure you guys are very thorough with your time clock switching abilities. So, there are some myths, according to CNN. And one myth is, it doesn't seem to be a huge energy saver. Is that true or a myth? Okay, they say one of the rationales for daylight saving time is it is supposed to be saving. By extending summer daylight later into the evening, hopefully Americans would use less energy. They say this was the reason Congress used to enact daylight saving time during World War I. And again, after the United States joined World War II, according to author David Perel. But they say this myth does not hold true. 2008, U.S. Department of Energy study reported daylight savings time reduces annual energy use by only 0.03%. And a study that same year from the University of California, Santa Barbara, found it might even increase energy consumption. So it may worsen your energy consumption. I know, because I stress out. Okay, I gotta wake up soon. I gotta wake up soon because I gotta turn back the clocks. I know some of you guys are like, why don't you turn back the clock before you go to bed? That is a good idea. After Indiana adopted daylight savings time statewide 2006, researchers examined power usage statistics and found that electricity consumption rose 1% overall, with a 2% to 4% increase in the fall months. They say the additional power usage costs Indiana power users $9 million a year and increased pollution. Maybe because everybody's all complaining. All right. Now, what about health issues? In 2012, a British study found kids got more exercise during a longer summer day. That's good. Then, researchers at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, reported in 2012 that the spring adjustment led to a 10% increase in heart attack risk. Remember a few years ago we were talking about a heart attack's increase because you had to spring forward and lose an hour? And I guess that was just so debilitating on people's sleep that they would be at risk for a heart attack. I was shocked by that too, but that was the study. So, let me see here. Now, on the other hand, that same study said, your heart attack risk fell this time of year when the clocks get turned back. So many of us are like, whew, the next hour of sleep will save us from a heart attack. So then what do we do? Another study came out about sleep-deprived motorists. New England Journal of Medicine published a study back in 1996 reporting an 8% increase in traffic accidents on the Monday following the spring jump. Why? Because people are tired because they lost an extra hour. They say the extra sleep makes streets 8% safer on the day after the fall change, according to that study. I'm really amazed that they got those close results, all right, on both sides of the year with this. That's pretty remarkable. They say you are less likely to get robbed. When daylight saving time begins in the spring, robbery rates for the entire day fall an average of 7%, maybe because they're too tired to get out of bed, with a much larger 27% drop during the evening hour that gained some extra sunlight. Oh, I see, because there's more sunlight, less chance for, people. Okay, I get it. What about the farmers? They say, let's leave the farmers out of this, okay? They say the idea that daylight savings time was created to help farmers get their harvest is so ingrained, but it's not true. According to Dr. Perot, whose book Seize the Daylight traces the history, farmers fought the proposals, arguing they cut productivity and made life overall tougher for them. If you want to cut off 25% of productiveness of the American farmer, back in 1919, the agricultural lobby said, just keep this law on the books. That was back in 1919. They were like, this is ridiculous. In 2014, Rasmussen poll found that the declining percentage of adults in the United States, okay, said it is worth the hassle. So, you know, people have been trying to get this daylight savings time thing stopped or switched or whatever. I do think it's a pain in the butt. If nobody's really receiving benefit and it's outdated, okay, I mean, it was, I guess, its roots started back, from Benjamin Franklin. He was the one that had suggested it. All right. You know, so then there would be less, need for candles and things like that. There's more of a history to that though. So, I'm just wondering if it really is obsolete. Okay. I mean, in terms of health issues, I've never in my 15 years of private practice seen health issues with that. I know everybody's grumpy for a day or two, but it's only an hour. I mean, what happens if the cat or the dog jumps on your bed? More than 63,000 people have signed a petition sponsored by the Kill Daylight Savings Time website, standardtime.com, and I guess change.org has 1,400 petitions mentioning it. Others like it so much, they want it to be kept year-round. So they go 7 months of the year with the extra hour of daylight. I get that. Daylight savings time ends, so now it's going to be darker. So when I'm in the office, it's going to already start getting dark before I leave, and I'm going to leave when it's nighttime. And I got to tell you, you know, you do wonder from a safety standpoint. You know, I mean, I always tell my staff, don't leave at night. You know, get out. When it's time to leave, you know, your shift is over, get out. Go. And go with somebody. You know, or have my husband walk them out or whatever. But I don't like my staff leaving at night. You know, I like knowing that they leave during the day. They could drive during the day. So, you know, you wonder if we just need to. But then, you know, why stop there? Why not have a daylight till it's 9 p.m.? You know, some people go, well, Alaska does, and Alaska does well. I don't know. Alaska does have a high rate of alcoholism. You know, maybe people are like, you know, I'm sick of the day. I want the change. So, personally, I really don't think I have an opinion or care, and I don't think you guys even care about my opinion on this. But it just is a little obsolete, I think. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. One of my favorite peanut butters is Skippy, because I remember it as a kid. Skippy peanut butter in 7 U.S. states have been recalled voluntarily because they may contain small pieces of metal shavings. The recall involves 153 cases or 1,800 pounds of, quote, Skippy reduced fat creamy peanut butter spread. Hormel Foods Corp. said on Thursday that it was voluntarily recalling a limited number of jars on its Skippy peanut butter in 7 U.S. states because they might contain small pieces of metal shavings. The recall involves 153 cases or 1,800 pounds, best if used by date of December 14, 2016. So they were, I guess, in Publix, Target, Walmart. The states were Georgia, Virginia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Delaware, and Arkansas. That stinks. Because, you know, I like to stick my finger in peanut butter and just, you know, you stick a blind finger in peanut butter. Well, make sure your tetanus is up to date. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys are going to be seeing some blue pumpkins out there. And they're really beautiful. They're not cyanotic. They're actually really, really pretty. Okay? But you got kids out there that have health challenges that can't celebrate Halloween like the rest of us can. You got kids with food allergies. You got kids with diabetes, you got kids with autism, you know, and not all candy is for everybody. So there are ways to reduce Halloween health-related anxieties, according to Veronica LaFamina, Vice President of Communications at the organization Food Allergy Research and Education, called FAIR. And FAIR has the Teal Pumpkin Project. So it's not blue, it's called teal. It's actually a very, very pretty color. Inspired by efforts in an East Tennessee town, the Teal Pumpkin Project is in its second year this Halloween, and its aim is to raise awareness of food allergies during the Halloween season. How it works, Fair encourages people to paint a pumpkin teal, aqua-y blue kind, okay, or download and print a free sign to place outside their house on Halloween. That way, kids with food allergies and their parents know that there is an allergy-friendly Halloween treat in those homes. See, because all the other homes have orange-type stuff out there. If you have a home that has the teal, then they know that you have allergy-free treats. Okay? So, what could they find? Well, there's supposed to be a list of ideas on the Fair website, including nut-free, wheat-free candy, non-food goodie ideas like bubbles, bracelets, glow sticks. I think that's brilliant. Some of these kids really like those kinds of treats. You know, I mean, you know, they're full of candy, yet you gave them the one glow stick. Okay, I'm not saying you have to be the one to give pennies. I know we always made fun of the people that gave us pennies, you know, back in the 80s and stuff. But, you know, you're the one that gives a glow stick or one of those LED, you know, flashy light thingies. I know they could be expensive, though. But the glow sticks aren't too expensive. You could get 100 for a small amount of money. You know, crack them up and give them out, and everybody gets a glow stick. That's pretty damn cool. So, they say food allergies affect 1 in 13 kids in the United States. So that means there's a very good chance that somebody on your block or in your neighborhood managing them could unfortunately have that. The benefits of the Teal Pumpkin Project go beyond the allergy community. What about the diabetes community? What about kids with autism? They say it supports so many kids for whom they cannot have regular candy. Some hospitals have programs tailored to families with special needs, too. The Children's Hospital at Montefiore in the Bronx also has a post-Halloween candy exchange. So, you know, and again, I mean, we want kids to have a good time, you know, during, you know, whether they have diabetes, whether they have a condition where they can't, you know, trick-or-treat, etc. You know, animals. I was watching a veterinarian on Fox 5 talking about, you know, a lot of us dress up our pets. And we love dressing up our pets. And I know, trust me, I got Shaky Boo. And, you know, my little Shaky Boo, I don't know if he's really into Halloween. I really don't care because, you know, I'm going to do whatever I want to with him. But, you know, animals don't like costumes. Okay, I mean, you know, many of us don't even like what the costumes feel like. You know, that kind of scratchy, plasticky, nylon-type feeling on the back of our neck. Do you think your cat or your dog likes it, too? So just keep in mind. Jason Feinberg was asking about reflectors on animal-type costumes. I think it's a great idea. But the veterinarian was saying a lot of these animal-like costumes now have these little LED lights. So if you have LED flashy lights, that could work, too. You know, maybe have your dog or your cat on there. If you want to dress them up for Halloween, maybe have them have a little... I don't understand how you guys could walk with your cat. I mean, if you guys are able to walk with your cat, great. My cat won't walk with me anywhere. He'll drive with me, but he won't walk with me. Have the little flashy LED thing on the back of their collar. Okay? It may be too big for them by their neck and bother their neck, but maybe on their collar, on the back of it. This way everybody could see their flashy thing. Okay? So good. I think that's cool. I hope everybody has a pretty fun and safe Halloween. Alright, what are some safety tips? Okay, this is the number one time when, unfortunately, kids get hit by cars. This is some pretty scary stuff. And this is also, it's because it's the one time a year that kids are allowed to run in the street. You know, one of the most exciting things I loved, you know, about Halloween is it was the one day you could go out in the street and run around. I mean, it was, you know, your parents really didn't say, I mean, yeah, you had to be careful. But you could run around because your friends were running around. And having free roam on that black asphalt was one of the most exciting things. Unfortunately, it's the most dangerous. Okay? So, for those of you guys driving, please drive slow. Expect a kid, and everybody's liking wearing, you know, these real, real dark costumes, and a lot of kids out there are Darth Vader because Star Wars is coming back, or, I don't know, a variety of things. So, be careful. Drive slow. Just expect. And parents, no zigzagging. Tell the kids they gotta go from house to house. Now, I usually walk behind the kids, okay? And I usually yell all the time. I like yelling. The older kids just do what they want to do, okay? But I'm usually, you know, behind the littler kids, the smaller kids. And they do. They zigzag. I'm like, no zigzagging. You know, and they go to the wrong house, you know, and they go to the house that's dark. I say, don't go to that house. Go to this house. You know, they're starting to learn. They know. You know, you go to the brighter house. And, you know, and like I told you guys the other day, I ask the other kids that come from the house, what did you get? And if it's good candy, I tell the kids to go to that one. If it's not good candy, I say move on. So wear those LED flashy things, the glow sticks. I think glow sticks are brilliant. Have your kids and put a bunch of them on, not just one, because it gets covered. And parents, realize your kids are going to make you carry their costume. Some of these kids' costumes are really elaborate. They got, you know, tridents and swords and guns and, you know, I don't know, fake animals with them and lightsabers and that kind of thing. Just know, in fact, you know what I would do? Take a wagon. Take a wagon and put everything. Sometimes one of your kid wants to ride in the wagon. By the way, that's another thing I recommend. I can't tell you how many times somebody got hurt and I have to see a parent carry their child a mile back home. Trick or treat with a wagon. Have a wagon behind you so you could just stick the kid in the wagon and take him home if you have to. One time one of the kids needed eye drops. Something happened to his eye. I don't understand what the hell happened, but we had to rush him home, all right, and get some eye drops in his eye. He had some sort of a corneal laceration or something. And I'm like, come on, people. So, you know, just from a medical standpoint, bring that wagon. It's a smart idea. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of us diet. And when we diet, we go, you know what? I'm going to cut the fat. I'm going to cut cheese. I'm going to cut meat. Good. It's great. All right? But we're finding that low-fat diets really are no more effective than other types of diets. According to study leader Deidre Tobias, an associate epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School at Brigham and Women's Hospital, they found that low-fat diets were not more effective than higher-fat diets for long-term weight loss. They say the key to success seems more to adherence to a specific weight loss plan, being able to stick to the diet long-term. And I get that, too. You know, if you really like cheese and you stop cheese, okay, you're going to crave it. And a lot of times you may overcompensate with sugar. Well, you're not going to lose weight that way. In conducting their analysis, Tobias and her colleagues looked at 53 published studies involving more than 68,000 adults. Those on low-fat diets did lose weight, but those on low-carb diets were slightly more than 2 pounds lighter than those on low-fat diets. Average weight loss was only 6 pounds in the group. And I think that was over 1 year. 1 year. Take-home message, according to Dr. Tobias, is not to eat fatty foods. Is not to eat fatty foods with abandon. Rather, there are a variety of weight loss plans. This is a quote. And there isn't one that floats to the surface as the optimal diet for weight loss. That's what she says. All right. Low-fat diets, like, you know, 10% less calories from fats, moderate 30% less calories. Exercise, cut your carbs, cut the fat, eat healthy. That's how you lose weight. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I found this to be a very interesting article. All right, it says here, do you have a male or female brain? And women could earn more if we think like a man. And I don't want to insult men or anything like that, but I guess, I mean, if I was going to think like a man, I guess I would probably put sex as a priority, you know, maybe food as a priority. as opposed to a lot of us ladies. You know, we may put other things as a priority, you know, like, you know, breast strap, evenness, you know, covering pimples, makeup type thing, plucking eyebrow. Those are kind of priorities, you know, for my day. I start my day more concerned about that than sex or food. But anyway, there's a study found that the so-called people with a male brain have higher salaries than those with a female brain. And I'm reading this out of Daily Mail. This is very interesting. They say you have a male brain if you A, like to make to-do lists. Two, honestly answer when asked, does my butt look big in this? Next, if you prefer to read nonfiction. If you notice grammatical errors. And if you find maps easy to read. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but my husband doesn't do any of that. He doesn't make to-do lists. He doesn't answer honestly if I say, does my butt look big? You know, I don't really know if he reads books at all. I mean, he likes, you know, he likes nonfiction TV like I do. Definitely doesn't notice grammatical errors. And no, he doesn't like reading a map. Okay, so I guess he doesn't have a male brain. Now, already I find faults with this, and he's very male. Trust me, very male. They say you have a female brain if you, one, find it easy to chat to someone you have just met. Okay, that is true. Two, can sense when you are intruding. Yeah, I could sense it. I don't care. Three, lack interest in the new technical details of a new computer, camera, or other gadget. That's true. Four, focus on beauty of painting rather than the artist's technique. I guess maybe. Five, have little interest in the dates of key historical events. I mean, I'm interested in the historical event, but if they say it was like March 13th, I may not, I don't know.
So now, so what happens if all those things ring true? Does that mean I've got like a tranny brain?
I guess. Like,
where do I fall on that spectrum? I want to make more money.
Wait, you don't lack interest in technical details. You love computers. You like when you start talking your computer stuff, Tom,
but,
I don't
but
listen.
But at the same time, I can't catch grammatical errors, so that's one for one on either side. I'm still in the running.
Well, I is the same.
See, there we go. We should be making tons of money.
I think I'm very guy-brained. That's what I think I am. All right.
I'm somewhere in between. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, but wait, you think about boobies a lot, right?
All the time.
See, and I think about Michael Fassbender all the time. So to me, I think that already, you know, somehow cements.
I think that should be on there.
Yeah. No, well, it isn't. Who knows?
That's why we should write the questions.
But see, this is interesting. They say, if I think more like a man, I'll earn more money. A woman with an analytical mind will earn 6.3% more than a female who focuses on thoughts and feelings. Now, I disagree, guys, because as a family doc, I make a lot less than a psychiatrist. So I make a lot less than therapists out there. So maybe, I don't know, I already find faults with that. Researcher Nick Drydakis said it isn't clear why thinking like a man makes workers better off, but it may be because traditionally male occupations are better paid. Apparently there's male brains known as type S brains and female brains known as type E. Psychologist Simon Barone Cohen at the Cambridge University came up with this theory. It's called an empathizing systemizing theory. So I empathize, whereas guys may systemize, which measures a person's strength of interest and empathy and their interest in analyzing and constructing systems of information. Now, you see, I gotta disagree. Okay, I have a lot of gay family members and gay friends, and if you looked at those very, I guess, biased qualities of that female brain, okay, you know, my gay friends and family, they're very, very sensitive and attuned to that, and they're guys. They're just as much, they're guys. So I already find so much fault with this. This is just off completely. I don't know if my gay friends think about boobies. I don't know. You know what? By the way, I think gay men think about boobies a lot more than you give gay guys credit for. Because I got to tell you, my friends know when I'm wearing the wrong bra. They just do. They go, no, Dahlia, no, that does not work. I'm like, what? It just doesn't work. you know, and they'll fix it for you and all that. And I'm like, and they know more about that kind of stuff. And my guess is maybe they do think about boobies a lot. I don't know. All right. So, to find out whether a person's brain type was linked to their earning power, Dr. Dridakis studied detailed data of more than 16,000 Britons. Men and women from right across the country supplied information about their occupation and salary. They filled out a questionnaire. Someone with a male brain maybe would fix an electrical problem at home. And then someone with a female brain might be more worried about, I guess, your feelings. I don't know, guys. I really don't. You know what it is? Okay, if I'm going to give any sort of credence to this, okay, do women think a certain way and do men think a certain way? It's fun to joke about them, but is there anything scientifically about it, okay? Both men and women are protective. Let's take a look at that. Women are very protective. Men are very protective, okay? As a woman, I think not only about the present, but I'm always thinking about the future. I've talked about this on the show a lot. So a lot of us women will think more into the future and go, well, look, this action will have this consequence and this consequence and this consequence, and then my baby is going to be this age, and then the home is going to be like this. And we want to make sure that our kids, from the day they leave our uteri to the day they're on their own and even onward, that they're covered. Men, a lot of times, are more here and now. Okay, I got to protect this house now. I think there's somebody in the house, so I'm going to shoot up, you know, I'm going to shoot the gun a bunch of warning shots. And I'm like, no, don't be shooting warning shots. Wait a second. Okay, let me think about the consequences here. Hold the phone. So a lot of people say guys act too quickly, too rashly, and women stop, think, and analyze a lot. Maybe that's just a part of our, you know, evolution. You know, like when my husband, you know, let's say he has to go hunt for food. I'm saying in caveman days. He's like, I'm going to go get food. Bye. See ya. Okay, but I'm like, but wait a second. If you're going to leave at 9 o'clock, we're going to have this other cave family over. And then if you come back late, we're going to have this. You see what I mean? So I don't know. I think women think a lot more longitudinally and long term. And then a lot of men, you know, think for the here and now. Now, I think one of my biggest mistakes is I don't really focus on the here and now. I have been, ever since I went to school, thinking about the future and working towards the future that I forget to stop and go, this is what's going on right now. My husband is the one that handles the here and now. I don't know. That would be one thing that I think about. So here you are at a job, and the boss is like, okay, guys, we need to get this client now. Guy jumps up going, I'm on it, whatever. Women's like, no. Oh, no, let's think about this. Hold on a second. Do you really want this client? Because then we got this other client down the line that may look at this, hold the phone, guys. And I think you need both. I think you really need both. I think the best teams out there are the people that think both ways. Or that have that. I really do. You know, I don't know. I think it grounds each other. So, well, that's it. Well, as a woman, all right, I am already planning my daylight savings time. So like I said, guys, don't forget to wake up early at about 1:30 in the morning, splash a bunch of cold water on your face, and you are right there and ready to change those clocks back an hour. Okay? Y'all have a safe Halloween. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.